There's only one place in the entire world where you can drink Pilsner Urquell, the very first pale lager known to man, invented in a happy accident 176 years ago, unpasteurised, unfiltered, and straight from an oak wooden barrel, at the source. Brian Kennedy went on a guided tour with tourism and heritage manager Rudolf Schlehofer to learn the history behind the famous Czech beer and its traditional brewing methods of triple decoction and parallel brewing in oak lagering barrels.
So we are now in a visitor center on the yard of the Pilsner Brewery, the place when the Pilsner Urquell, the first pale lager in the world, were brewed. Beer and Pilsen is connected together for more than 700 years now, because all citizens in the Pilsen has the right to brew the beer from the 13th century. But during the time, because everybody from them brew their own beer, they discover that the quality of the beer is poor and they need to change. So they invested in the new brewery, and in 1842 they brewed the new beer. Because they have the newest technology, the English kiln and special raw materials, they invited Joseph Grohl, the famous Bavarian brewmaster. They brewed the first pale lager, first a little bit by the mistake, but they discovered that the beer is tasty, refreshing with the rich foam, and it tastes so well that everybody started to copy that.
What was the mistake, actually?
They really planned to brew Bavarian-style lager, something like a semi-dark or red beer, because it was very popular in Bavaria at those time, and because they produced the Pilsen-type malt, a very, very pale malt, and from the pale malt you basically brew the pale beer. So they brew something different than they expected.
You were talking earlier about the raw materials. Could you elaborate a bit? Are they using the same hops from Satz that's so famous around the world?
What is practically still the same from the beginning when we established the brewery and brew the first brew is that we use the best available raw materials ever. For the majority of our beers, we use just basic ingredients like barley, water, yeast. For the Pilsner Urquell, it's a special strain of the yeast, so-called H strain, and hop. Hop is from the Saas region. It's a very, very famous Czech brand of the hop. Very hoppy. Mm-hmm. So every tour starts with the showing of the history of the brewery, so all visitors can see the picture of the original brewhouse when the Mr. Grohl brewed the first Pilsner Urquell. And we showed them how the brewery were successful in the 19th century and then became from the one small brewhouse in 50 years to the area of the 55 hectares and big industrial brewery.
How did this original building from 1842 compare in size and scale to other breweries in the Czech lands?
Practically the first brewery is something like a villa in the garden, not really the small building with some small buildings around. And in quite early history of the brewery, it became very, very big. And in our brewery, really value the history, and we owned all document which is connected to the last 176 years. And the visitors can see the originals of the document which established the brewery in 1842.
Mm-hmm. Could you, for example, tell us what we're looking at now?
We are looking on the document, which were undersigned by 256 families, which invested their money in 1842 and decided to build a new brewery.
How much would a family need to invest? Was it all the same amount? And how did that come about?
Yes, the money were equal to each family because every family owned one right in the future brewery.
And at that time, was it not common to turn to banks, or was this a community effort?
Honestly, I don't know, but especially this type of the business is unique those time and even now, because yes, there was rights to brew the beer, and one of the way practically in the industrial revolution was to set up the new industrial company, so they invest their rights and their money to build up. We are now on the main yard of the Pilsner Brewery. It's an open place, open to public, minimally 19 hours per day. We organize the concert, summer cinemas and fairs for our visitors. It is the biggest pub in Czech Republic, 550 seats, and also the brand new bar, and we offer the beer to our visitors.
From what time in the morning?
From 9 o'clock.
Okay.
This premises of the brewery yard was used for the normal production of the beer before it starts at this public place. And this road in the middle of the yard was the original main road to Prague, but the owners of the brewery has to bought it from the city because they need to get brewery bigger.
Mm-hmm. What year was that?
Around the year 1870 or something like that.
It almost looks like a town in itself. But that came much later, many years later.
It came much later because, looks like now, it's a beginning of the 21st century. For that, it was really used for the production of the beer. And at the beginning of this century, we decided to really open to public and invest to the improving condition of the art. Now we are in an exposition of the raw materials, and here on the first place is the our mold. We have our mold house. We produce all mold which we need for the production of our beer, and we use only Czech barley, which we source from 140 or 150 local farmers, because we want to have the full control about the quality of the malt, because from the high quality malt we can brew the high quality beer.
And the water itself is also from local springs?
Yeah. Water is from our valves. We have the 5 valves, 100 meter deep, and we brew the beer just from this water, just from the valves. So we are now in the bottom of our valves, and we use this water from our valves for the brewing of all beer which we produce here in the Plzeň. It's a very soft water, high quality, practically in the quality of the newborn child water. So here you can see Saaz hops. It's the last ingredient which we put to the beer, which we brew from. You can taste it. It's really, really bitter. It's an original variety which is used for the beginning for brewing of Pilsner Urquell.
And this machine, what does...
You can mill a little bit of the hop pellets which we use, and then you can taste, and yes, it's really bitter. It's something like a spice of the beer, because you don't need so much hop for the beer. You need a lot of malt, but little bit, only a little bit of the hops. It's really the spice.
Just for the flavor?
Just for the flavor and the smell. The hop is not the content of the beer from the beginning. It was discovered in the medieval ages that it helped to conserve the beer and also to support the taste. Here we are in a hall of fame. You can keep pictures of all brewmasters, 16 brewmasters is on the wall, including the first one, the Mr. Grohl. He was here only 3 years because he was very, very hard to the people, and they don't like it because they brought the German drill, I would say, and let's say the Pilsen citizens and brewmaster wasn't so happy from this. It's very, very interesting. It's a kettle number one. So in this kettle, also from copper, Mr. Grohl brewed the first Pilsner Urquell. Just in this. It's the biggest artifact which we have on the tour, and we were quite lucky because minimally twice in the history, it has to be hidden because of world wars. Because if we are not lucky, it would be probably some gun.
It would be melted down into.
Melted army. Down to some army stuff. And now we are in an old brew house. Where we brew the beer till 2004. This kettle shows what is really special on the Pilsner Urquell beer. We still use the direct heat, which is not definitely usual in the industrial scale. So there is a flame, now natural gas flame. There is a copper bottom. And the reason is that at the bottom there is 680 degrees Celsius. And it means that the sweet content in a wort a little bit caramelized. So at the beginning you have a bitter taste of the Pilsner Urquell, and at the end it's a little bit of the sweet.
Is there some property to the copper that is more suited to production of beer than other metals?
Honestly, nobody knows. The biggest advantage of the copper is that, let's say, it's lead the heat in a proper way. So in 19th century, it was standard material for the brewing, the copper. In current days, the standard is stainless steel for many, many reasons. But for the Pilsner Urquell, because it's a traditional beer, we use a triple machine. Normal beer has one machine or two machine, twice machine process. Triple is unicum. And also this caramelized taste from the bottom is also unicum. So we use the direct heating like at the beginning because we want to maintain same brewing procedure like 876 years ago.
And all those years ago, was it also the three steps?
Definitely. It's from the beginning, it's like the root origin of the Pilsner Urquell, the triple mashing process.
Okay, so if you could tell me, where are we now and how hot is it?
So here is, we are now in the place that we are very proud of. It's our brew house, the heart of the brewery. We have here close to 40 degrees Celsius. And it's a place where the Pilsner Urquell is brewed for all world. So it's the only place in the world where we brew the Pilsner Urquell.
It surprises me a bit not to see anyone actually working in the area.
Yeah, it looks like very similar to the old one. You can see that we use all traditional steps which we need for the production of Pilsner Urquell. But of course, it's a modern production, 21st century.
Co to znamená?
Ukončení války. Tenhle zvon, s tím zvonem se dávalo vědět, že se vlastně ukončila várka piva. This bell means that the brew is done. So the brew is finished and the beer is ready to move to the cellars. Jenom dávajte si prosím pozor, protože to může kouzat. Je to mokrý. Please be careful because the floor can be a little bit slippery. There's a constant temperature during the year, something between 8 and 12 degrees Celsius. And now we are something like 8 meters after the surface. And it's sandstone. The deepest point of the surface is something like 20 meters underground. Now we are in a brewery cellars. So there is a 1839 year on the door of the cellars, and it's the same year when the citizens of Plzeň decided to invest their money to the new brewery. And 3 years before the brewery started the operation, they started to cut the cellars. We have 9 kilometers of cellars. The brewers needed 50 years to cut it in a sandstone, and it was finished something like 1896. It was used for the practically majority of the production of the beer because on the surface of the brewery was just the brewing process done, and then beer was moved to the cellars for the fermentation, maturation, and also filling of the kegs. We use only several hundred meters from the cellars just for the needs of the tour and also for the production of the beer, because as you will see in a second, we still produce the beer in an original way. And I think it's the last place in a modern industrial brewery where we produce the beer in oak barrels in the traditional way.
And that deepest point you mentioned of 20 meters below, is that used for anything in particular?
No, it's just because of the surface, because the brewery is on the hill. So now we are very close to the river, so there is not so, let's say, the deep underground, but on the hill there is a lot of sandstone.
But still the temperature would change a bit, doesn't that affect?
No, practically not, because it's an open system, so because it's so large and it was cooled down by ice melting, because we harvest the ice on the ponds and rivers around the Plzeň, so because of the cooling by the ice and later by the artificial cooling, temperature was very, very stable. And because of the open system, the temperature was practically the same in all system. Here you can see how we produce the beer in an old traditional way. So we brew the beer in the brew house, which you have seen before, and we ferment it in this open oak barrels for 10 days. After 10 days it's fermented, temperature of the beer is increased every day by 0.5 degree of Celsius. And after the fermentation, we move the beer to the maturation vessels or these oak barrels, and we mature the beer for further 25 days.
And the temperature increase is a result of the fermentation?
As a result of the work of the yeast, because the yeast consumes the sugars which is in the beer and extract the CO2 and alcohol, and the temperature increase.
Tak, vezmeme si sklenice a ochutnáme pivo, které tady krásně jsme vyrobili a uzrálo v dubových sudech. So we will take the glass and we will taste the beer which we produce here in the cellars. It's only place in the world when you can taste the non-filtered, non-pasteurized Pilsner Urquell from the oak wooden barrel.
The only place in the whole world.
Only place in the whole world.
Pozdraví.